Winooski Tyne Classics presents The Mass for the Dead by E. Nesbitt. Narrated by Chris Coxon. I was awake. Widely, cruelly awake. I had been awake all night. What sleep could there be for me when the woman I loved was to be married next morning? Married, and not to me. I went to my room early. The family party in the drawing room maddened me. Grouped about the round table with the stamped plush cover, each was busy with work, or book, or newspaper, but not too busy to stab my heart through and through with their talk of the wedding. Her people were near neighbours of mine, so why should her marriage not be canvassed in my home circle? They did not mean to be cruel. They did not know that I loved her. But she knew it. I told her, but she knew it before that. She knew it from the moment when I came back from 3 years of musical study in Germany, came back and met her in the wood where we used to go nutting when we were children. I looked into her eyes, and my whole soul trembled with thankfulness that I was living in a world that held her also. I turned and walked by her side, through the tangled green wood, and we talked of the long-ago days, and it was, "Have you forgotten?" and "Do you remember?" till we reached her garden gate. Then I said, "Goodbye. No, auf Wiedersehen," and in a very little time, I hope. And she answered, "Goodbye. By the way, you haven't congratulated me yet."
"Congratulated you?"
"Yes. Did I not tell you I am to marry Mr. Benelil next month?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?